This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We did it. We made it. Hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Once again, another awesome studio audience here joining us. They get up early, and they come in ready to go, fired up. We even have some fans of Fritzy who are in the audience.
What do you mean we even have some fans of Fritzy? Like, that's a
bizarre
thing.
Well, after yesterday's performance where you were doing stand-up to the audience, and we weren't sure if they would be coming back, but some did. They're back, and they want to have more comedy from you
God
today.
God bless them. God bless them.
Fritzy had a late-night mishap in his hotel room, so he's playing hurt today. If you'd like to let everybody know what happened at around 2 o'clock this morning.
I think it was 1:57 a.m. I had to use the restroom, and I got up, and it's all pitch black in there, and I could have pressed the nice button that opens the drapes, and you could see the big light of the sphere to have a little light in the room. And I don't know what that little couch is. Is that where you like you tie your sneakers? There's like a little thing at the foot of the bed. I don't know what fancy name that is, but it's like a long little seat.
Bench.
Bench? It's a bench? So in my haste to get to where I needed to go, I forgot there was like
your
this little bench there. I had to get there quickly.
Okay.
And I come around the bend, and I totally forgot that there's this thing there, and I misjudged where I was. And I just banged my knee right into the thing, and I took air, basically. I'm trying not to be too dramatic, but I went flying up in the air where I thought I was.
Flying.
And I have a nice cut under my left knee, and both knees just landed
Take
on this.
Take off thing. Your pants and let's see.
I have a thing.
No, I'm
I know,
fine.
But I do have a thing here. Look at this horrible
thing. Oh, no.
I have a horrible gash.
And somehow when you fell last night, it removed all your leg hair.
It did. I don't know why I can't grow leg hair. But I don't know if I need stitches or whatever. I was going to call down to the lobby to see if they have someone like a
You bench. Don't shave your legs, do you?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm like a hairless
okay.
cat. It's weird.
Okay. He looks like a chihuahua.
All my hair is like on my shoulders and like my ears and my back. It's just strange. And I have nothing, none of my
Take
hair.
Off your shirt. Let me see.
But have you seen this cut, though?
Yeah, no, I got it. Oh, my God.
It was
incredible.
Bleeding.
Incredible. How about a round of applause for Fritzy Show?
Legend.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure why we care so much about Todd's hairless legs. Like,
Paul
if
does.
He pulled that up, would you be like, oh, good, lots of hair? I don't really know why we. Like,
Paulie's infatuated with Fritzy's body.
I prefer much hairier legs.
Yeah,
he's a curious person.
I think John Mayer was less interested in whoever he wrote. Your body is a wonderland.
It's a nice hairy
is.
Wonderland.
Yes.
Oh, Todd, they look good.
Oh, Todd, hi.
Those look good, Todd.
Yes, Paul.
We should talk about Super Bowl legends, Dan. Like Jack Youngblood, didn't he play with a broken leg?
Terrell Owens. Yeah.
Todd Fritz.
Todd. Yeah. Incredible.
Just about an inch and a half cut under my left knee.
Yeah.
You're downplaying.
Thank you, Todd.
The wound.
Cam Newton's going to join us here.
All right. Speaking of hairy legs.
Brent Musburger, Mr. Vegas, Brent Musburger. And
speaking of great chest hair.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance is going to join us.
Okay.
Now, we're going to do the Tony Romo impersonation one time to Jim Nance.
I don't know if we should do that, Dan.
I'm going to play the role of Jim Nance, and then I'm going to do this to Jim Nance. I think one time should be good because we do it on the show, and I don't want to not do it if Jim's here in front of us. So if I go, so no, I think we should do it. And, you know, it's like when Paulie did his Andrew Luck impersonation in front of Andrew Luck.
Oh, that was a good time.
Yeah. Fritzy did his Shannon Sharp impersonation.
I can't believe it made
that was terrible.
I know Bronco go win the Super Bowl. I didn't get the Broncos. Denver Bronco go win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
That was terrible.
So, but
I couldn't believe you put me on the spot. We didn't discuss this before the show at all. You say, you know what, it would be fun if you did, Shannon. Then I would have said, no way. He's got huge arms. He looks like he can still play or kill me.
Yes. Bronco,
and it's not a positive, you know, thing that I did. It's just kind of making fun of this whatever. It's not something he could possibly enjoy me impersonating.
Okay. Well, I apologize for that one. Yeah, maybe I pushed
what
it.
What about Von Miller? Von Miller, he'll be an MVP. Von Miller, he's going to sack. He's going to sack him. Von Miller going to sack
him. No. Now you're doing it. Okay, I just apologize, and then
Shannon Sharp is like right there next to you, and he's looking at me, and I'm doing that. That can't be a good thing.
Dude's cashing monster checks though now,
yeah,
so he couldn't care less.
He's doing like, okay.
I still feel
go ahead, make fun
he's
of me.
He's doing okay.
It was rude.
All right, so Jim Nance a little bit later on, and then I'll play the role of Jim Nance, and then Seton is Tony Romo.
Yeah.
So when I go, you know, coming up next, except on the West Coast, 60 Minutes, followed by The Equalizer and Young Sheldon. Tony, 3rd and 8. What do you think's going to happen?
I think they're going to run it here, Jim. Maybe they'll throw it. I don't know.
Don't freeze up when we have Jim Nance on, okay?
I know.
Okay, all right. Yeah, Paulie.
The good news is you guys have 2.5 hours for you to work it up in your heads.
All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Tyler's standing by to take your phone calls. We'll try to squeeze some of those in. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app and our radio affiliates around the country. The Niners and Chiefs wrap up their media days and their requirements there shut down for the rest of the week. I think the head coaches will probably have a final press conference today. But for the most part, these guys are seasoned veterans when it comes to not saying anything. Everybody has thrown out verbal bouquets. You know, Travis Kelce, who do you think's the best tight end? Or who's better than you and George Kittle? All George Kittle is. And everybody's saying what you want them to say. Patrick Mahomes, hey, how do you feel being a villain? I can be a villain if you want me to be a villain. I think the only news might be that Andy Reid said he's not retiring anytime soon. Now, he's not going to say, you know what, if we win, I'm retiring. But, of course, you're going to say this. Andy walks off after this, but if I had Patrick Mahomes, I would hold on for dear life. I'd coach as long as he was going to play at a high level. By the way, DraftKings sends me prop bets a lot of times every morning. Will the game end in a game-winning walk-off field goal? Yes, plus 800, which I thought maybe you would get better odds than that. Will an offensive lineman score a touchdown in the Super Bowl? Yes, plus 4,000. We have our gambling podcast tomorrow from here in Las Vegas. Shay and Irving is going to join us. Dylan, the graphics guy, and Bad Larry as well. Also, the situation with the Chicago Bears, they're on the clock. DraftKings has the following question. Which team will Justin Fields take his first snap with next season? Starting the season. Marvin, I'm going to go to you. DraftKings says this team has the best odds of having Justin Fields be their starting quarterback in 2024.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Todd.
The Chicago Bears.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. So that's interesting. It's Bears, Falcons, Raiders. Raiders.
A low rumble.
Seahawks.
That's rude.
Broncos. Okay. So the Bears on the clock, expected to take Caleb Williams, but DraftKings says the team right now with the best odds is the Chicago Bears. All right, poll question today. What do you have for us, Seton O'Connor?
Hold on one second.
By the way, gift bags, all of our in-studio guests, a gift bag courtesy of Keeper's Heart. I was out with the Keeper's Heart Irish whiskey guys. You know when you're out with guys who, you know, they make liquor and they drink liquor for a living? It's not, you know, you can't ease into a, hey, let's go out. The next thing you know, you're like four deep and you're like, well, I got a show tomorrow, you know?
I'll start with a water.
Yeah. Good Ranchers. We got a chance to spend a lot of time with them. A round of applause for the meat that we got with Good Ranchers.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you did with that. Bloop, bloop.
That was accidental. I'll take the bloop.
Miller Lite. By the way, you know, we started the night with Miller Lite, the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, King's Hawaiian, nice buns, and Traeger grills. We spent some time with the Traeger folks last night. Yes, Pauline?
We may have the only show where you can consume all our sponsors in one sitting.
Correct.
Last night, I'm not kidding. Think about it. Yesterday, we ingested all our sponsors. Yesterday.
Well, not their products.
Their products.
Yes, yes, yes.
I ingest them into my soul, Dan.
Yes, of course you do. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This first hour brought to you by Tire Rack. We did not ingest any Tire Rack last night.
No, we did not. I can confirm that.
TireRack.com, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show, the easy-to-use tire decision guide. And you can see the full lineup of Goodyear tires and special offers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, Seton, I stalled long enough for you to give us a poll question.
Yes, you did. Is Mike Vrabel's size keeping him from getting a job?
Oh, boy.
Yes or no?
Okay, hold on here. Okay. Now, this is Diana Rossini, who's done a wonderful job as an insider. Used to be at ESPN. And she talked about a GM who, I guess, told her that Mike Vrabel's size was a reason why he might not have gotten hired. Here's Diana Rossini talking about that.
Do you know I had a GM at the Senior Bowl who mentioned to me Vrabel's physical build, that he's a very large human being and can be very intimidating to people in an organization that are going to be part of these decisions. And that is a factor, which I laughed. I said, stop. That's not something that's real. Who cares what someone physically looks like? And he said, I'm just telling you, I've been in rooms and somebody's physical presence can make a difference.
Okay. That's Diana Rossini, the Athletic Football Show. Yes, Paul.
I think I speak for all of us when we heard this story. We're like, I understand what she's saying. I believe her report, of course. But I can't imagine how Mike Vrabel, looking like a football player still, would be at all a negative to hire a football coach. I would think it would be the complete opposite. Like a guy who looked like me, who looked unathletic and never played the game, I think it would be tougher for someone like that to get a head coaching job. I don't understand the concept behind this.
You know, if you have somebody who thinks that, I don't want to work for somebody who thinks that. Like, wait, I scare you? Like, it is football. Dan Campbell, I'm sure, did he scare people when he came in? That seemed to work out pretty well. I mean, do you want Mike McDaniel, where you have somebody who looks like he's an analytics guy? Coming in, he's on your sideline. Oh, he doesn't look like a football coach. Like when you get into these, you know, labeling, kind of putting somebody, you know, in a corner going, you know, I don't like the way you look or how tall or how old or all these things. Like that's where you outsmart yourself. And somebody saying, hey, I don't want Mike Vrabel because I just want to know, can you coach? Hey, I'll lose 30 pounds. Can I get the job now? I mean, what are we talking about here? He's an accomplished coach. I don't understand that. That you have one GM who would even say that? Yes, Mark.
And it's not like he hasn't proven he's a good head coach before. So it's not like, oh, you know, we're trying to see if he's a good coach. And on top of that, you look like somebody who played football. We don't want you as our head football coach?
Yeah.
How stupid does that sound?
Yeah, see.
I don't know how much he has proved, though, that he's... I think he proved that he's worth a look. But I don't know if he's proved necessarily that he's like, oh, he's a sure thing, really good head coach. Has he?
Okay, if you said I can have Mike Vrabel or Dan Quinn, who's proven more? Mike Vrabel. Dan Quinn, you know, what's he done? Yes, Paul.
He's gone to the Super Bowl.
He did go to the Super Bowl.
Mike Vrabel hasn't gotten there.
He did go. They had the league MVP at quarterback. You're right.
He should just discuss the first three quarters of that Super Bowl and see if they didn't miss the last
right.
one.
I mean, him getting to that Super Bowl and then the way he coached in that Super Bowl may actually be a negative.
All right. That's fair. Okay. Yes. Todd?
I think he should get another head coaching job because he's ready, willing, and...
Vrabel.
Thank you, Vrabel.
Okay. Thank you, Todd.
Courtesy applause.
Yeah.
I'll take it where I can go.
Oh, my God. Don't encourage him. Don't encourage him. I can always tell when it's a big windup with Todd when he'll go red, and like he'll look at you ready, willing, and Vrabel.
Because for a moment we're like on a game show, like we're working together, like $25,000 pyramid or something,
or password or whatever that was.
That's fun. Yeah. Password plus.
It's
whatever.
A game show. And we're all losing.
Yeah. Yes,
that's true.
Todd's enthusiasm though is Just one, probably one of his best. Like, he's willing to get back up on that bicycle no matter how many times he's fallen off it and been like, I think I got a good one here. Are you ready for this?
Well, he fell last night.
I just think it's the best.
Is. Yeah.
It's one of his best qualities.
Yeah.
I think I need stitches, but that's, I don't want to get into that.
No.
You might need a brace.
Yeah.
Some kind of. I will say, though, he's not the only person who's tripped over that damn thing every single night that he's been here.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful couch thing. It really is. But at 2 a.m. when you can't see where you're going, you know.
Yeah.
An injury. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Paul.
What if they came up with hotels, a thing called the bathroom light, and when it senses you standing up, because if you stand up and it senses you standing up, the whole room gets like a light.
Light.
Like a soft light for the entire room. And it activates when you stand up.
I will say, I do love the light controls in the room, though, where I'll be like, oh, I think I'm going to go, I only want this one on. I only want that one on. I've done the drapes and the shirts 10,000 times just laying in my room. And you know, maybe I want them half open.
It's like you bring your family into a hotel room and the seven-year-old is playing with the drapes just back and forth, and forth.
100%. That was my first 12 hours
here.
Yeah,
you just press it and the drapes open.
Fascinating.
Yeah, maybe I want the shears closed with the drapes open. Sure, why not?
And then the lighting, you can have low lighting, mood lighting. Hello.
Just bedside. Thank you.
Bedside manner.
Moonlighting?
Yeah.
Oh, deep voice Danny here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not joking today, man.
Not here today.
Yeah.
Moonlighting was a great show.
Yeah.
Right up until they hooked up.
You're
all
right.
The chemistry. All the chemistry.
You're right.
All the tension in the show was gone.
You needed sexual tension.
We're dating ourselves a little bit, but.
Yeah, this was
with the
Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd, and they were in a show.
Are they gonna? Aren't they gonna? What's going on?
Yeah, and then they got together at the very end, and then it ruined the show.
Yeah, well, all right. See you next Thursday.
Yeah, for more recent fans, you could say, like, when Pam and Jim were not yet together on The Office, that was the running part of the show for four seasons. They weren't together yet.
Yeah.
And that helped the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tension. That's what you want.
Nobody breaks down the school like us.
My entire high school career was about sexual tension. It was always, man, if you ever get with that girl, I never did, but there was always that tension that
just
was
on
there.
One side, though? Was it one-sided tension?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think that's called tension? Desperation.
Yes.
That's a different kind of show.
It could have been. Yeah. It could have been. I wouldn't have dated me. Like, that's where you look back and you go, what was I thinking? Like, it's sad. But in the moment, like, you think you look pretty good. Like, right now, do you guys think you look decent?
Right now.
Boy, decent's a fair word.
Like, do you look... Whoa, somebody said yeah.
Hey, now.
Yeah. Marvin, do you think you look pretty good?
Yeah, I think my skin's looking a little bit better, because money's the best lotion.
Preach on it.
Cam Newton's gonna be so jealous of that line.
Cam's gonna use that line. You know what? I think we make a t-shirt out of that. Money is the best lotion there. Big
like
cat.
Like Marvin looks so great.
Yeah. Todd, do you think
lotion is the best lotion? That's besides.
Do you
go ahead, you're saying.
Do you think you look good?
I think I look better than the ranking you guys gave me a few weeks ago when I was like a 2 or 3. I thought that was horribly mean and unfair. I think maybe I got a 5.
Todd, that's not the question.
I think I'm a handsome guy. I look good. Yeah, sure.
You think you look good?
I do. Right. I could lose 25 pounds, but outside of that, I think I'm a good looking guy.
Seton, what about you? Yeah. Do you think you look pretty good?
No. I think I've probably looked better, but I'm on the road to looking better, I think.
The road to
looking
better?
Yes, I think.
Okay.
But no, I've definitely looked better.
Well, what about you, Paulie?
I think Seton's downplaying. He's down about 15, and the hair is, he hasn't lost a 1.
But he was boy band cute when he was younger.
He
could pass for 32 years old. That's a good thing.
Yeah, like a weathered 30.
Yeah,
like
there's a lot of hard living that has taken place over the last 15 years here.
From 20 feet away.
I'm trying to undo. Yeah,
with Paulie's bad eye, you look pretty good.
Right. Yeah.
Paulie, how do you think you look?
I would love to have a little more hair. I'm okay with where it is. It's a slow retreat. Can't do much about that. I
think Chris Berman would be going back.
I'm aware, but it's what it is. I would say... I'll preface, for my age, I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay, all right.
Air quotes.
Yeah, the older I get, I think the better I look, because I didn't look good at all there for a long time.
But see, so, you're talking about high school. Like, in high school, I had long hair, rode a skateboard, and played the guitar.
No, that's like, all the things that you want.
Yeah. It was working
well. Yes, Todd.
But to speak to Seton's handsomeness and fitness, we ran into each other at the gym at the hotel. And while I thought I was doing something with my incline of like 1.5 and going very slow, I looked around the bend. His incline was like 9-10, and he was going, and he was really doing his thing. God bless him. That's why he's dropped weight, and I'm, you know, having peanut M&Ms at 2 in the morning, making me run to the bathroom and get a cut on my knee.
Smashing your knee.
All right, are you done?
I'm done.
All right, because Cam Newton's ready, isn't he?
Speaking of a fella who looks good.
Yes, he does.
He's a handsome fella.
Yeah, he's a handsome fella. Sometimes it's not fair.
Yeah.
All right, let me take a break.
Anywho.
We'll come back. Are we covering the Super Bowl today? We going to get around to it?
All right, maybe.
All right. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW. And take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
When it comes to streaming live sports on Peacock, there's no off-season. Big Ten basketball, the Premier League, PGA Tour, and of course the Dan Patrick Show. See the biggest games, best players, and the moments you can't miss live on Peacock. I think all of us together couldn't tackle our next guest, but I'd like to try. He's a former MVP. Now he has a great show. It's Cam's YouTube channel. It's called Fourth and One. Say hello to the former NFL MVP, Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Can we get a shot of the back of the shirt? Game changer, game manager.
That's fantastic.
I like that. All right. Might as well.
There you go.
Yeah. Game changer, game manager. How much do you spend on clothes each year?
I thrift.
You do?
I'm a avid thrift shopper.
I like that.
I figured out a long time ago I've made a lot of people money, and I only wear it once. So I figured if I just take that same metrics and spend cheaper coin on it,
okay,
I won't feel so bad.
But plus, when you wear it, certain people, when they wear something, it just looks better. Ooh. So people will think you spent a lot of money, and you probably didn't. You just kind of piece it all together.
Almost all this was given outside of the... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The last time I think you were with us, this was Arizona. And you look at that picture. I think we have you here. Look at that kid.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at clean cut. Who is it? Like, are you?
That's a guy you could take home to mama.
You could.
It's like a picture day.
Yeah. What about this guy, though?
Take him home to your grandma. Yeah.
Did you ever want to act?
No, sir. I think behind the scenes, I had more enjoyment in kind of doing. But the level of commitment, and my girlfriend, she's an actor. So it's like I see what she does, and I'm like, nah, that's not me.
There's so much downtime on a movie set.
Right.
And because I've done a lot of Sandler movies, and you're there, and then you wait. You could wait 6-7 hours.
For sure.
And then you do 60 to 90 seconds on camera, and then your day is done.
Mm.
Couldn't do it. Too boring.
Yeah, I could say the same.
Yeah.
But the call times are what you're speaking on is a long time. But when you think about acting, it's not the acting per se, but reciting lines is kind of similar to what quarterbacks do anyway. When you get a playbook, you have to be able to recite it very eccentric and to the T.
You got to memorize.
You have to memorize it, right? So it's kind of similar, but you're not acting, you know, but you have to recite lines.
But have you acted when you played to try to draw, you know, a penalty?
Like a flop? Hernandez,
You never flopped? You never, like, screamed like in agony when you really
a couple times.
Okay. How does that sound though?
Man, listen, it's a game inside the game. You gotta play the game.
Okay, but if I'm official and you get hit,
murder.
No, that's too much.
Huh?
That's too much.
No, it's not enough.
Oh, it's not.
It's not enough. I would always tease the guys, you know, in the quarterback room. Anytime I got close to the sideline and anybody touched me, ball going to where, everything, just hands up, whatever. But yeah,
8 years ago today, remember what you were doing?
Think so. I want to forget it, but
okay,
it's still there.
How about before the game, that feeling of you're going to play in a Super Bowl,
right?
What was it like?
I just remember me being emotionally tired. It was so much that it's twice the media, twice the coverage. And I just kept thinking to myself, well, I just went to the podium the day before. Why do I got to go back? Also, the behind the scenes was making sure your family's here to take on this moment. That's draining, too. Social media was a dynamic as this is now. And everywhere you look, that's the talk of the town. You can't go anywhere.
Plus, you were in a smaller market in Carolina. Then you go to the Super Bowl where everybody's at the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. But I just remember just being mentally drained, you know, over that whole week span. And really, it's like 2 weeks, too, because, you know, you practice. Well, in Carolina, we was practicing that whole week, the excitement of everything. And then by the time you play the game, that's just, yeah, that's a whole nother story.
Okay. When did you know you were in trouble that Super Bowl?
I never thought that we were in trouble. I just figured, because during that year, we just found ways to win. And I just figured that we were going to find a way to win. It wasn't pretty. We didn't have a lot of pretty games, but, you know, with the defense that we did have, with the offensive veterans that we did have, I just felt like we were going to yearn our way to a win, and it didn't happen.
What advice would you give Brock Purdy this week?
I would tell him, silence the noise and just do what he's been doing. I think we have to stop this narrative that I do not like Brock Purdy. That's not the case. I'm a fan of Brock Purdy, right? And what he's been able to do has been wowing from a fan as well as a person who's played this game. But I just call it how I see it. And I think what he's been able to do with getting guys the football has been something that we've seen a lot of people do, but not at this level.
Okay, but you're doing your job, but then you could understand how it would feel on his end or other people listening that you're assessing his talent or skill set, but he might view it if it's, you know, he's the 10th best player on his team.
He is.
Okay.
And that's just the truth. We have to normalize the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's where we're having a problem with digesting in sports, in media, and everything. It's the truth.
A lot of athletes don't tell the truth.
Correct.
Because they're, you know, it's like a brotherhood here. That quarterback and quarterbacks, we don't criticize each other.
I'm not criticizing him.
But it can come across that way.
It could from an untamed ear.
Okay.
Like, you would hear that and you'd be like, oh, Kim's bitter. No, it's not. When you look at the 49ers roster, that assessment was garnered from people saying, Kim can't be serious. Brock Purdy is a game changer. And that's what I'm saying to myself. I'm like, yo, to be successful, you don't always have to be a game changer, right? So that kind of transitioned into another stint where I said, hey, in order to be a game changer, you have to be the top tier of your team, right? Now, when I analyze the roster and I'm saying to myself, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Fred Warner, Trent Wood, Debo, George Kitt, C-Mac. You know, that's a lot of guys, but that's not to discredit what Brock has been able to do. And I think having platforms, people take sound bites, and this is a whole media is full of sound bites.
Yes.
And the narrative has always been Cam's just mad that Brock is doing something great. I want Brock to win. Like I said on my show, I don't think the world is ready for Taylor Swift to garner a Super Bowl. What would that look like, right? Man. And even still then, it's like, yo, I love Travis Kelce. This is good for sports. This matchup is great for sports, right? So I'm going to have my popcorn ready.
Okay, but game manager, maybe if we changed it to game commander, game CEO, game manager, I think. Now, okay, help me understand this.
Okay.
Tom Brady, game manager?
Yes, okay. Elite.
And that's what I said. To me, it's a compliment if you know how to call a game.
See, it's like tiers, right? And I think this game has only seen four to potentially five game changers in the 2023-2024 season,
right?
Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen.
Okay.
Right? That's five.
Okay.
So let's look at it through this lens. Game changer is at the top sphere of talent. Are you saying Brock Purdy is in that realm?
No.
Okay. So going back to my first thought was like we have to normalize the truth. This is not coming from malice. This is not coming from hatred.
Yeah.
This is not coming from, there's times where I've said I've held myself to that same standard. I did not play my best football when I was forced to try to just be a game changer. No, Cam, just be a game manager. C-Mac is wide open. Hey, Greg Olsen is wide open. DJ Moore, Steve Smith, these guys are wide. Just get them the ball. I was not able to do that. So the great ones have that ability to say, okay, the game is dictating me to manage the game. Okay, now when everything is covered, now I have to take it upon myself to impact the game. And that's what the game changers do, too.
Are you a Hall of Famer?
You asked.
And I'm coming again. Maybe I didn't get the answer I wanted last time.
No, maybe you're trying to just get some clickbait.
Yes, yes.
I know this.
That's the media.
I know this.
That's the media.
I just admire you.
Too.
Listen. I admire you so much, and I remember having this conversation, and when you press that red button, thank you, Cam Bloom, and I just talked to my team, and I said, oh, my God, I just went to a school for media for dummies. Because it was just so concise. There was never like this moment of, it was always like you had a bullet in the chamber. Bam, bam, bam. And I said, I gotta get my reps up. So Dan Patrick, appreciate you. To your question, I don't care. I think what I've been able to do to this game, my presence was felt, and subjective opinions doesn't necessarily matter to me, and that's what really it comes down to.
But you don't think you're going to look at quarterbacks going in who played when you played and then go, man, I'm as good as him?
Well, there's some quarterbacks that still playing that I have that stain.
and what are their names again?
Golly, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you just love it. But Patrick Mahomes and just his soundbite.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think.
What do you do better than Patrick Mahomes?
Humbly? Nothing. And
you run better.
Yeah, but. They don't even. You remember when Patrick messed his knee up?
Yeah.
Doing a quarterback sneak?
Yeah.
Have we ever seen him do any? Just imagine a tush push with Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Andy Reid. Boy. Hey.
No.
It would be so many people calling for his head. Right?
No, I don't want that.
He doesn't need to do that. I think I've seen him enough to know that they have this very strategic thing where they shift the tight end, Travis Kelce, and he will do the quarterback sneak, right? We've seen that, right?
So and he's a former quarterback.
He is.
In college.
And he's got the sports world in his palms right now.
Yeah. But do you envy Travis Kelce?
No. Man, dear United States of America, I would like to say, I don't just say one love for a I love people. Like, I went to school, I got my degree in sociology, the study of. Like, okay. I know why people, I'm so enamored of this evolving or this evolution of who Dan Patrick, that's what I enjoy most, right? Going back, the ESPN, pre-ESPN, like all that, just to kind of see how you got to this point. So for me to have any hatred or envy to a person, no, it's just me trying to say, like, let's normalize truth.
I can't imagine dating maybe the most famous, one of the most famous people on the planet. Right? I mean, like, you know, when Janet Jackson was at her peak and you're dating her while you're playing football. Wait, did you date Janet Jackson while you...
Who, me?
Yeah.
You're reaching. Okay, Cam, y'all gotta stop this.
No.
No, I did not.
Did you date somebody famous while you were playing?
Could I?
No, I know you could.
Yes.
Did you? Of course you could.
Of course.
No.
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 Everything should not be documented. No.
Okay, fair enough. I just didn't know if you dated somebody famous.
I believe, answer this question, Mr. Patrick.
All righty. You're going to put me on the spot here.
When you talk about the relationship of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift,
mm-hmm.
do you consider Taylor Swift Travis's girlfriend Or is Travis Taylor's boyfriend?
Travis is Taylor's boyfriend.
Hold on, say that again.
Travis is Taylor's boyfriend.
Okay. So Taylor Swift is the dominant personality.
I don't know if the dominant personality, but
well, that's
more
what,
wide known.
When you say known. That.
Yeah. Like when Madonna dated somebody, it was Madonna dating somebody.
Correct.
Right? Now, Tom Brady with Giselle, that was equal footing.
It's never equal.
It's pretty close.
It's never equal.
It's pretty close.
As you've married.
Yeah.
You know, there's times where you have to be 60-40, 30-70,
yeah.
20-80, 90-10.
Yeah.
But 50-50?
I strive for 51-49.
51-49. Yeah. Good numbers.
Sometimes it's 28-3, and then I'm trying to come back. And
damn! Come on, DP.
What? I didn't mention the score in the Super Bowl against the Broncos.
That's cool.
Yeah, I could have done that.
You could have. It would have been honest.
That would have been.
And I would have had to accept it, right?
Yeah. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for the live crowd, too.
Yeah.
Elvis.
And once again,
yeah, Auburn, Weagle Weagle.
If I can help you with, you know, thoughts on your career and how to make yourself better, I'd be more than happy to.
Man, listen, I think sports as a whole, media as a whole, is in this revolutionary time frame with this golden era of athlete generated content. I say that every time I have a platform to say it.
Yeah.
The ones that get it, they get it. The ones that don't, they just don't. And I'm in the forefront to say, I don't think me being at ESPN will help me. I don't think me being at Fox will help me. That's not that I'm opposed to those opportunities. I'm just saying I'm a person who's, I would love to speak to you to say, like, what was the successes? Like, what's the state of media right now? What sells, right? And I see your questions, but also it's a strategy behind certain things. And
what you're doing now makes more sense for you.
Mm.
I wouldn't put you at ESPN because it would dilute what you do. You got to make it original. You got to make it, you know, that people are going to get that instead of you're on seven shows. You don't want that. You want to stand alone. But
last question for me.
Okay.
What's your true thoughts about Cam Newton?
I would need more time to tell you that. I would need more time.
But that's a Euro step out of it.
And I'm going to, you know what? The next time you're on, I would have Wembanyama that one just got, get that shot out of here.
This guy right here is a dean of all deans, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Cam Newton. By the way, it's 4th and 1, and you can see more of it. It's the YouTube channel with Cam each and every Wednesday throughout the season. We'll take a break. We'll have Cam judge our passing form here coming up during the commercial break. And you'll be honest, of course. I know you will. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires.
Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh my God.
The play.
The play is called play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Where is it going to go? He gives it up to Newton in a far corner. Newton behind the screen of Klingon. Falls into the paint. Missed the shot. Rebound by Klingon. He put it in. And he's fouled. Oh, what a play. Klingon tipped it to himself and banked it home. How big was that?
That's courtesy of Mike Crispino, Learfield Sports. UConn 13-0 at home this season. They've won 17 straight dating back to last year. That's your play of the day, brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. Help hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviews with unqualified applicants. Move up to the pros. Go to expresspros.com. Find the location nearest you, expresspros.com. All right, team, did we settle on a poll question? By the way, Cam's a great guest.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Great awesome.
Guest. Unbelievable.
One of my favorites.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
He's a good dude.
And greatest college football season ever.
You think so?
Man.
I mean, it's close.
He's
in the conversation.
The fact that he went from Blinn Junior College and came to Auburn in that one year.
Yeah.
And look who he had. Like, he didn't have, like, Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase like Joe Burrow did. And what he literally carried at Auburn.
Okay. All right. Did you tell Cam that when he was here?
Cam, wait.
Yes,
he was like, Cam, look.
I'm with Marvin on that.
Transfer.
Tim Tebow had a ton of talent.
Oh, no, you wouldn't have done well. Remember with the Debo Samuel last year?
I'm just saying, right? Like War Eagle, transfer.
Like, that was bad.
That was awful. But that wouldn't have been as bad. It would have been fine.
Oh, you would have been fine with Cam.
Because he wanted to talk.
Oh, so Debo didn't want to.
He didn't want to answer your questions.
Oh, I know.
If he didn't want to answer Dan Patrick's questions, hey, Marvin's got a question. He's like, who's Marvin?
That's why I went, Marvin, you got a question for Debo Samuel?
I was like, no, I don't. And I was like, yeah. So that one time, it was crazy when you played football.
Yeah. You have a question. It's, hey, why don't you answer Dan's questions? That's my question.
He answered
for
by drinking water.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, say, 49ers, young Marvin, middle school peewee.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. And I like to see, I always like the stuff, and you guys, look, I like your uniforms and stuff and things. And
no, man, Marvin was on the job for like 2 minutes. So like, here, talk to Debo. Paulie.
Yeah, I'm with Marvin. When Cam Newton got to Auburn, they did not have a ton of talent. They were a decent team. He threw for 30 touchdowns at Auburn. He ran for 1,400 yards and another 20 touchdowns. Yeah, he could have won the Heisman at either position, basically.
Oh, okay. All right.
And they went back to being a good program when he left.
Yeah. All right. 1 hour in the books, just like that. We got two more to go. Great audience here, by the way. Great audience at the Fountain Blue. Coming up, we'll talk to Mr. Vegas. Brent Musburger stops by and Jim Nance as well. Hope you'll stay with us.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.